The Northern Territory government is being pressured to address serious concerns about the treatment of teenage prisoners in Darwin. Defence lawyers, youth workers and Amnesty International are angry that underage prisoners have been moved into an old adult prison. They say the facility is dilapidated and under-resourced. Bridget Brennan reports.
Darwin's new $500 million prison opened last year, but there was no new facility built for children in jail in Darwin. The former youth detention centre Don Dale was deemed unfit after five teenagers escaped last August. Youth prisoners are now in Berrima Prison, a 20-year-old facility that was used to incarcerate adults. John Lawrence is a Darwin barrister and a former head of the Criminal Lawyers Association.
The building itself should not be even considered by any remotely civilised government to be used to now be used as a facility to detain young offenders. It's a ridiculous proposition. The place has been described by the Director of Corrections as fit for a bulldozer. Is a complete lack of professionalism.
The Aboriginal peak organisations of the Northern Territory has renewed calls for the NT government to stop using Berrima Prison as a youth detention centre. Amnesty International has written to the Territory's Chief Minister Adam Giles to voice its concerns. Julian Cleary is Amnesty's Indigenous rights campaigner.
It's been widely acknowledged as being a decrepit old facility that doesn't comply with international human rights standards. It's certainly not proper for kids, and there's all sorts of international obligations in relation to juveniles in detention that clearly aren't complied with there.
Julian Cleary says using an adult prison for children is against international and national recommendations.
Basically, what the Convention on the Rights of the Child says is any child deprived of their liberty should be treated with humanity and respect, and that the facilities actually have to take into account the needs of kids. What we know from all accounts is that Berrima was a facility that they were going to shut because it was no longer fit for adults and certainly wasn't designed with kids' needs in mind.
Four teenage detainees rioted at the Berrima facility earlier this week in an area that was once used for maximum security adult prisoners. The Northern Territory's Corrections Department says it was disappointed by the riot, Acting Corrections Commissioner Roseanne Legua.
The matter was resolved very quickly. It's important to note that at no stage did those young people, and it is a very small number, manage to remove themselves from the block or put themselves or others in the facility at danger, be they other detainees or staff.
Ms. Legua says the department is hiring more youth workers and is renovating the prison.
Using this centre, which is a purpose-built secure facility and offers us that security for a far fewer number of youth, i.e. less than 30 at this point, along with a significant investment of $800,000 in the modification for that, we think still provides us a better option than the facility we previously occupied at the old Don Dale Youth Detention Centre.
But youth workers have told PM it's only a matter of time before there's another riot. And Barrister John Lawrence says staff and young prisoners are under strain.
The juvenile justice system in the Territory is completely rudderless. It would appear there are no management structures in place, there are no adequately trained and professional staff working with adequate and appropriate programs which are required and subscribed by international standards, Australian standards, and indeed Northern Territory legislation. And it's any wonder one hears of these continual, regular, and often, sadly, disturbances and the like coming at the hands and behaviour of young Aboriginal detainees.
A review of youth detention in the Northern Territory is due to be handed to the government in the coming weeks.
Bridget Brennan reporting.